Happy President's Day. Or rather, Washington's birthday. On WMFO Medford. I'll explain that in a couple of minutes. We've got a great show today. Ron LaRussa here. We'll talk about Bruce Springsteen and the shot of tequila that killed a multi-million dollar ad campaign 5 years in the making. We've got the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominations. They're out. We'll check those out. And of course, Phil's pick and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Plus the best rock from all eras as we kick it off with the Doobie Brothers on WMFO. Vertical Horizon. The song is called You're a God, and we heard the Doobie Brothers up top here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. I hope you had a good weekend. It was Valentine's Day last night. I hope you got a chance to spend some time, some good time with somebody you love. And of course, it's President's Day today. I hope you have the day off, little break, midwinter break from the routine. We've had some cold weather, some storms, and we're really right in the middle of the dog days of it. And so I always look at this holiday as kind of the halfway point. And good things ahead. Good things ahead, we hope. So I was watching TV this week, and I saw a commercial for a Washington's birthday sale. And I thought, I believe we call it President's Day now. Maybe it's one of those quirky New England things where we don't tend to acknowledge anything until it's been in effect for like 100 years. So I looked it up, and it's very interesting. You're probably too young to remember, but there used to be two holidays in February, Washington's birthday and Lincoln's birthday, which was celebrated in many states but wasn't actually a federal holiday. And you're also probably too young to remember that holidays actually fell on the days that they occurred. So if Washington's birthday was on, say, a Wednesday, you had a Wednesday holiday. But then in the early 70s, they passed a law that moved most of the major holidays to Monday to give the nation's workers a three-day weekend. And they moved Washington's birthday to the third Monday in February. People assumed that it was intended to combine the two presidents' birthdays, and they started calling it President's Day. But the official name of the holiday was never changed. So my apologies to Subaru, I think it was. It is actually still called Washington's Birthday. And there are still 13 states that don't even celebrate today either President's Day or Washington's birthday. So I guess if you're off today, consider yourself lucky. And I do consider myself lucky because I get to listen to Phil's pick every week, as do you. Phil from Watertown, my friend, gives us his recommendations for some great music. And Phil, let's see what's in store for us today.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Time for My Mind by Ryan Bingham. Bingham is an American singer-songwriter whose music spans multiple genres. Cool fact about Bingham is he used to be a professional bull rider on the rodeo circuit. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Show you how much that I need your loving, girl. some time from my mind so I could bring it on back to you. I know I need you more than ever. Can't live without you. Come on, baby, let me show you how much that I need your loving, girl. Come on, baby, let me show you how much that I need your loving, girl. Gotta give me some time.
The dead.
song is kind of a reggae classic. It's been done by many artists, but that is probably the most famous one. Eric Clapton, I Shot the Sheriff. And we heard Ryan Bingham, Time for My Mind, which was Phil's pick today, here on Rock of Ages. Thank you for joining the show today. This is Ron LaRussa. We do this every Monday morning at 8 o'clock from 8 till 9. And we play the best rock from all eras. That means everything from the classic rock of the 70s right on through to the pop rock of the 2000s and today. The nominations for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2021 were announced last week. There were 16 in all, and the list features Jay-Z, the Foo Fighters, Iron Maiden, Tina Turner, the Go-Go's, Rage Against the Machine, Devo, Carole King, Todd Rundgren, and Dionne Warwick. And what's unique about this Hall of Fame is you don't actually have to be retired to qualify. And just as an aside, have you seen Dionne Warwick lately? She's been making the reality show circuit lately, and she's nuts. She's crazy, and she's so much fun to watch. But anyway, that has nothing to do with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This year's nominees to be eligible, their first single or album had to have been released in 1995 or earlier. Seven of the acts are appearing on the ballot for the very first time, although Carole King was inducted along with Jerry Goffin as a songwriter in 1990, and Tina Turner entered in 1991 with Ike and Tina Turner. You know, Carole King's name has been coming up a lot lately. This week is the anniversary of the release of her landmark album, Tapestry, and last Tuesday was her birthday, a birthday she also happens to share with me. So, good reason to pull out Tapestry and play Carole King on Rock of Ages.
Still your golden boy, back before you went away. I remember blue. children you abandon and the wife I saw you be. I will never be sane. I will never be sane. I will always be weird and sad. I will always be lame. Now I am a grown man with a child of my own. And I swear I'm not the little of the pain I have
Everclear, Father of Mine. And we heard Carole King from Tapestry and I Feel the Earth Move here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Have you been following the Bruce Springsteen saga this week? Last week at this time, we were talking about the great Springsteen Jeep ad that had just aired at the Super Bowl. It got probably more positive feedback and buzz than almost any other ad that aired during the game last week. Well, now Jeep has pulled the ad after news of Bruce's arrest for DUI in November surfaced. Apparently, he was in a national park, federal land, which has their own regulations. And he did a shot of tequila with some fans. Actually, he said that he did two shots of tequila over the course of about 20 minutes with some fans before taking off on his motorcycle. He got stopped. He only blew a .02, which is a quarter of the limit in the rest of New Jersey. But because it was a federal park and it was federal jurisdiction, I guess there are different rules, and he was booked. And as a result, Jeep pulled the spot. It's kind of well known that Jeep has been hounding Bruce for years to do a commercial. He finally did, and then they got about 5 days of use out of it. I guess it remains to be seen how the legal piece is going to play out, and Jeep will probably, well, they may re-release the spot at some point. And given the facts, I don't think this is going to stick with Bruce too much in the long run, but you never know. We'll have to see how it plays out. We will be back with some new music right after this.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Whenever I talk to real rock and roll fans about the lack of a good, new, straight-ahead rock band, it's only a matter of time before Greta Van Fleet comes up. They are a throwback in the tradition of Led Zeppelin or Rush. And about 3 years ago, they went from obscurity, playing clubs in and around Saginaw, Michigan, where they're from, to filling arenas all over the world. They've got a new album out called The Battle at Garden's Gate. It will arrive on April 16th. And they've toned down their sound a little bit. They've added some synthesizers to the guitars. This song was released last week called Heat Above. The vocals are a little sharp, high-pitched for my taste, but tell me if this doesn't sound a lot like Rush circa 1985. Greta Van Fleet, Heat Above, on Rock of Ages. Smashing Pumpkins, 1979. And before that, we heard Greta Van Fleet and Heat Above. And what'd you think of that song? One of the things I like to do on Rock of Ages is expose some of the new music that would probably be played a lot if album rock radio was still around. And I think that's one band, Greta Van Fleet, that would be getting a lot of airplay. They're very popular. Their music is rooted in classic rock, even though they've only been on the national scene for about 3 years, and they are very, very current Mickey music still today. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here on President's Day. I hope you have the day off, and you're just going a little slower this morning. And it is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. Today's choice is Beck, and I think it's an interesting choice, because he's very well-known and a very well-respected musician and producer. He's released 14 studio albums, and including the 2015 Grammy Award-winning Album of the Year. And yet, when it comes to radio airplay, you have to go way back to the beginning of his career for his biggest and really only radio hit. From 1994, this is Loser from Beck on Rock of Ages.
On the splinters.
Yo, bring it on down.
can understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
Patti Smith, a song written by Bruce Springsteen, performed by him a lot in concert. And also, there's a version, I guess, by 10,000 Maniacs, too, that is floating around. But this is kind of the definitive version, Patti Smith's Because of the Night. And we heard Beck with Loser, which is our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era this week on Rock of Ages here at WMFO. There's a very interesting development in the business side of music this week. It involves Taylor Swift. I've got a soft spot for Taylor Swift because I have a daughter who's in her early 20s. And when she was a pre-teenager and then a teenager, Taylor Swift was like the soundtrack of our lives. This week it was announced that Taylor Swift is going to be re-recording and re-releasing her 2008 album Fearless. Not just re-releasing it, but re-recording the whole thing. It's going to be called Fearless, Taylor's Version. And here's why. When she was young and was just starting out, like most artists, she signed a recording contract which gave many of the rights to her music to the record company. It makes sense because you have very little leverage when you're just starting out. So the record company owns all of her old master recordings, and the financial split from those songs strongly favors the record company. Well, as a way of regaining the rights to her music, she is re-recording it on her own dime, and she will own these versions of the songs, which I suppose she hopes will replace the old versions on radio and streaming services. And if it works, you might see a lot of other artists following suit and trying to reclaim the rights to their old music. So that's what she's doing. That's the business angle. On the creative side, as a further incentive to have you buy the new version of Fearless, she is adding 13 songs to the original 13 for a total of 26 on Fearless, Taylor's version. And that she'll start trickling out those songs. In fact, the first one came out a couple of nights ago. Interesting development in the recording industry. And we'll keep an eye and see if other artists do follow suit. Well, back to the music. This is Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on Rock of Ages.
One morning I woke up and I knew you were gone. A new day, a new way, and new eyes were still on. Lord, you're where I thought mine kept on. The sky is clearing and the night has brightened up. The sun. Fables are able
A little something from the 80s. One thing leads to another from The Fix. And we heard Carry On from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young on Rock of Ages. Well, we're coming to the end of the hour. I've got time for one more song. Yesterday was Valentine's Day. I did not get to spend it with my Valentine because we're being really strict about COVID quarantining for her mom. But I know she's listening, so here's my little Valentine for her. Stevie Wonder, Rock of Ages.
Over time, I've been building my castle of love just for two, though you never knew you were my reason. I've gone much too far for you now to say that I've got to throw my castle away. Over dreams I have picked out a perfect come true, though you never knew it was of you I've been dreaming. The Sandman has come from too far away for you to say come back some other day. And though you don't believe that they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too, if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, overloved, over me. Oh, the heart I have painfully turned every stone just to find. I had found what I've searched to discover. I've come much too far for me now to find. The love that I sought can never be mine. And though you don't believe that they do, they do come true. For did my dreams come true when I looked at you? And maybe too, if you would believe, you too might be overjoyed, overloved. A chance, and maybe with a chance you will find you too, like I, overjoyed, overloved, over you, over you.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.